We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back on Lunchtime with Lynn. I am Lynnaise Freeland. I am so glad that you have opted to spend at least part of your afternoon with me right here on KDKA. So the state attorney general has asked banks across the state to offer relief packages or some type of relief to customers who are struggling financially during this pandemic. What does that look like? Well, it's up to the bank. It could be help with mortgages. It could be a grace period. For every bank, that is something different. Here to put this in perspective for us is Maria Chick. She is the Vice President of Residential Lending at Dollar Bank. Maria, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much. You know, we are all working remotely here, so I appreciate you taking the time. And again, if you hear that little, if there's a little delay, that's what it's all about. So when the state attorney general talks about offering some type of relief for customers, what does Dollar Bank, how do you interpret that? What kinds of things do have you heard from customers that they might need?
Well, the customers right now are looking for some sort of relief in making their payments if there's due to job loss and income loss. So Dollar Bank is participating in the PA care package that they have put forward. And we have put most of these processes already in place. In fact, some of our grace periods and so forth are being extended at a longer period of time to our customers. So we are taking those customers and looking at them on an individual basis and looking at each one's situation and moving forward with them.
So when you say extending the grace period, so say, for example, you have a mortgage, I'm guessing there was already a grace period. If your mortgage was due on the 15th of the month, you would have and I'm just doing this hypothetically, you would have a 30-day grace period. Well, under these pandemic situations, you might have a 60 or a 90-day grace period. Is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
Yes, the package is looking to extend it to a 90. We have some of our loans extending out to 6 months. It depends on the individual situation with their loan process. Mm-hmm. And they're also looking at, you know, this will not affect their credit in any way. So they're not reporting them as late payments. They do have a stay on, you know, foreclosure and evictions for lenders that are participating with the PA care package as well.
And that part about not affecting the credit, that's a big piece of this, because I think a lot of people at this moment in time are afraid that this economic downturn, as it trickles down, is going to affect their credit. But it sounds like if you're dealing with an institution like a Dollar Bank or some of the others that are a part of the PA Cares package, you don't have to worry about that.
Correct. And you want to remind your listeners that they need to be very open with their lender, contact their servicer, let them know the situation. You know, don't wait until they're already late on a payment. Communication is always the key with your lender. So, you know, the lenders I know are very, very busy right now fielding phone calls, emails, but, you know, they do want to contact their lender and communicate and let them know the situation so that they can be prepared for the upcoming months.
And you make a good point, because I think a lot of people have this perception that a lot of our lending institutions are not open because everything is open. I mean, everything has been shut down, but our banks are part of the essential operations.
Correct. We're all completely, fully functioning, and our customer service is available to our customers for them to call and arrange and to make arrangements for these types of plans.
And something like a grace period, or whatever it is that you're able to work out with a particular customer, it doesn't mean that if you get an extension for a 3-month period, you will still owe the payments for those 3 months. They would just reappear at the back end of the loan or something. It would be reconfigured, but it's not as if those 3 months don't have to be paid.
Correct. They're not waiving or forgiving the payments during those 3 months. What they're doing is just extending the life of the loan and extending the term out for those 3 months on the end so that you will still be making the total amount of payments. So if it's a 30-year mortgage, you'll still be making 360 payments. You'll just have a stay in between there, and then the term would extend out.
And I think the other thing that you mentioned, and I don't know why, I think it is human nature for all of us. When we come upon hard times, whatever those are or whatever has created them, it is human nature not to reach out to whomever we owe money to. It's human nature to run the other way, to not take the call. And it's always in our best interest to talk to people, explain the situation. And lenders like the bank are much more open to conversation than we assume they are.
Absolutely. You know, people do tend to stay away from those phone calls and they don't like to make them, but we are dealing with many people in the same situation. So it is a pandemic and everyone is affected by it. So it's not just an individual situation.
So would it make sense then for customers to use that language, the PA Cares package, or is that more of a banking term?
No, I would use it with their lender. You know, it's fairly new. It just came out. So I would think that their lender would be familiar with it. But I would absolutely mention it to their servicer and see what type of programs and plans that they have in place for them right now during this time. I'm sure that most every lender has their own guidelines, but I believe that the PA Care package kind of spells it out very well for a person.
Indeed. Maria Chick, thanks so much for joining us today. Lots of good information. And the bottom line is there are programs out here. And I'm guessing that just knowing that that relief is out here is a big stress reliever for a lot of folks. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.